Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. Now, when you're travelling, things don't always go according to plan, and sometimes you have to visit a doctor or a pharmacy. In this lesson, we'll be learning how to deal with aches and pains in French, and we hope that you find this lesson useful. Anna, you asked me, ça va? What does ça va mean?
How are you?
Of course it does. Ça va? Or you could have said, comment ça va?
Comment ça va?
Yeah, comment literally means how. So, comment ça va? How does that go? Comment ça va? How's it going? I could also have said, or you could have said, comment tu vas? Comment est-ce que tu vas? Literally, how are you going? Okay, comment tu vas?
Comment tu vas?
Comment tu vas?
Comment tu vas?
Okay, and in response, you can, of course, use the ça va. But if I ask you, comment tu vas? How are you going? Then you could answer, I am going well. Je vais bien.
Je vais bien.
Je vais bien.
Je vais bien.
Now, some people will use the ça va version, and other people will use the je vais bien version. It doesn't really matter, both mean relatively the same thing. Perhaps ça va is a little more common, a little more popular. Okay, how do you say things aren't going well?
Ça ne va pas.
Ça ne va pas, using the ne and pas round the verb, just like we always do. Ça ne va pas. So, ça ne va pas would mean
it's not going well?
Yeah, it's not going well. Now, in addition to saying it's not going well, you might want to be a little more precise. And to do so, you could say, I'm not feeling very well, or I'm not feeling well. Now, to say that, you use a verb sentir.
Sentir.
And that sentir means to feel. Okay, so you would say, je me sens bien.
Je me sens bien.
Now, Anna, can you work out if that would mean I'm feeling well or I'm not feeling well?
I think it would mean I'm feeling well because I can't hear a ne in it.
Yeah, you can't hear a ne and you can't hear a pas either. So that's right. So, je me sens bien. The me in there is because you're talking about yourself, okay? It's one of these reflexive verbs. We'll come back to that another time. But it's like, I call myself, je m'appelle, je me sens, okay? Je me sens bien. Bien being the word for well, of course. Je me sens bien.
Je me sens bien.
Now, if the ne and pas normally go round the verb, we want to put them round all of the verb, and the all of the verb, when I say all of the verb, that includes the m, okay? So how would you say I don't feel well?
Je ne me sens pas bien.
Très bien, très bien, excellent. Je ne me sens pas bien. So once again, the je me sens bien, I feel well. Je ne me sens pas bien.
Je me sens bien, je ne me sens pas bien.
Très bien. Je ne me sens pas bien.
Je ne me sens pas bien.
How would you say, I'm not feeling very well?
Je ne me sens pas très bien.
Très bien. Très bien, being very well. Je ne me sens pas très bien. I don't feel very well. Now, you could, alternatively, just come out and say that you're ill. And the word for ill in French is malade.
Malade.
Now, malade doesn't change for females and males. It's the same word. So, to say I am ill, you would say, Anna,
je suis malade.
Je suis, from the verb être, to be, je suis malade. I am ill. Je suis malade.
Je suis malade.
So, Anna, you're a bit of a hypochondriac. I want you to say, things aren't going very well. I don't feel very well. I'm ill.
Ça ne va pas. Je ne me sens pas très bien. Je suis malade.
Très bien. Ok, je suis malade. Tu es malade.
Non, je ne suis pas malade.
Ok, d'accord. But in this lesson, you are, yeah?
Oui.
For the purposes of the learners. Ok, je suis malade. How would a doctor ask you, are you ill? Now remember how the doctor would address you.
Est-ce que vous avez malade?
Are you sure about the avez part?
No. Est-ce que vous êtes malade?
C'est cela, c'est cela. Est-ce que vous êtes malade? Est-ce que vous êtes malade? Okay, the vous êtes comes from être, so you've got je suis. Tu es. How would I say Anna is ill?
Anna est.
Anna est malade. Okay, est for that part. So he or she is. Il est. Elle est. Nous sommes.
Sommes. Vous êtes.
Vous êtes. Oui. Ils
sont.
Ils sont. Okay, the they form. They are ill. Ils sont malades. And how would you say the girls are ill?
Les filles sont malades.
Les filles sont malades. Très bien. Okay. It's easy enough to say that you're ill, that you're not feeling well, or things aren't going well. But we also need to give a bit more information about the different things that might be wrong. And in today's lesson, we're going to be learning the parts of the body that might be ill. We're going to start with la tête.
La tête.
Okay, la tête is the head.
La tête.
La tête. Now, something else that might be sore, that you may have pain, where you may have pain, is la gorge.
La gorge.
Now, I think that's a great word because you've got to use the part of your body to say the word that it is. So, la gorge. You're doing that little rrr in your throat. So, la gorge is the throat. La gorge.
La gorge.
So, we have la tête.
La tête.
La gorge.
La gorge.
Okay. Now, something else that might be sore could be la jambe.
La jambe.
Now, la jambe, if you imagine the word for ham, can you remember ham?
Jambon.
Jambon, okay. So, linked slightly to this word, imagine a leg of ham, okay? So, a leg of ham hanging up in a delicatessen. So, la jambe is...
And a leg, the leg.
The leg, yeah. La jambe, the leg. So we've got la tête.
La tête.
La gorge.
La gorge.
La jambe.
La jambe.
And all these, of course, are feminine words. La tête, la gorge, la jambe. Let's look at a couple of masculine words. First of all, we could say le dos.
Le dos.
le dos. I've actually got a sore dos today. Dos comes from the same root as the Latin word, or the word in English, dorsal, linked to the Latin word. So dorsal, a dorsal fin on a shark would be...
The back fin?
Yeah, it's on its back. Okay, so le dos is...
The back.
The back. Okay, another masculine word, we could have le nez.
Le nez.
Le nez is...
The nose.
Yes, well guessed. Le nez is the nose. So, le dos.
Le dos.
Le nez.
Le nez.
Le pied.
Le pied.
Okay, le pied. Any guesses as to what that might be?
I think it's foot.
Yes, it's foot, okay. Indeed, if you speak Spanish, el pied. And in French, le pied. Spelled slightly differently, but nonetheless, it still means the foot. So we've got three masculines. Le dos, le nez, le pied.
Le dos, le nez, le pied.
Another word that's masculine, but that begins with a vowel, is estomac.
Estomac.
Now, estomac, what do you think that sounds like?
A stomach.
A stomach, yeah. So, l'estomac.
L'estomac.
And that's one of those L apostrophe ones. L'estomac.
L'estomac.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Anna, do you remember how you would say my when you're talking, for example, about my brother?
Mon frère.
Mon frère. And my father?
Mon père.
Mon père. So brother and father are masculine things. How would you say my back?
Mon dos.
Mon dos. Très bien. My foot?
Mon pied.
Mon pied. And my nose?
Mon nez.
Mon nez. Okay. Now, can you remember the word for my when you were talking about your sister, for example?
Ma sœur.
Ma sœur. Okay, so ma is the feminine word for my. So how would you then say my head?
Ma tête.
Ma tête. My throat?
Ma gorge.
Ma gorge. And my leg?
Ma jambe.
Ma jambe. Okay. You can also say ma main.
Ma main.
Main is the word for hand. Ma main.
Ma main.
So it's la main.
La main.
Une main.
Une main.
So the hand, a hand. Ma main.
Ma main.
Okay. So when it's masculine, it's mon. and when it's feminine, it's ma. And with estomac, it's masculine, but it also starts with a vowel, so it's mon as well. Mon estomac.
Mon estomac.
And watch that, because you actually sound the N this time because it's running on into a vowel sound. Mon estomac.
Mon estomac.
Okay. Let's imagine the situation. You're in a doctor's office or indeed at the pharmacy, and you're trying to explain that you've got a problem with your nose or with your back or whatever. The absolute basic way of saying the problem is with my back, let's say, would be to say, c'est mon dos.
C'est mon dos.
It's my back. Okay? So, it's my back. You know, quel est votre problème? What's your problem? C'est mon dos. So, at the very least, the doctor knows where to start looking. Okay? C'est mon dos.
C'est mon dos.
How would you say, it's my nose?
C'est mon nez.
Yeah, a bit random. How would you say, it's my throat?
C'est ma gorge.
Or probably, c'est ma gorge.
C'est ma gorge.
Okay, what about, it's my stomach?
C'est mon estomac.
Très bien. Okay, so that's the most basic version when you're saying, it's my such and such. Okay? C'est ma tête. C'est ma gorge. C'est ma jambe. C'est ma main. And so on. Or, c'est mon dos. C'est mon nez. C'est mon pied. However, we're going to learn now how to say, I have a sore such and such. I have, or my head hurts, for example. So we can say it in a couple of ways in English. In French, the most easy and the straightforward way to say it is, j'ai mal.
J'ai mal.
Literally, I have badness or bad feeling or something like that. At the head. At the nose, at the back, and so on. How do you say at in French?
Ah.
Ah, okay. So let's take at the head. I have badness at the head.
J'ai mal à la tête.
J'ai mal à la tête. I have badness at the head. J'ai mal à la tête.
J'ai mal à la tête.
Okay, how would you say I have badness at the throat?
J'ai mal à la gorge.
Très bien. I have badness at the leg.
J'ai mal à la jambe.
Excellent. Now, what about if you have badness at the back? In that case, it's at the back, and the back is masculine, so it's...
Le dos.
Le dos. And when you put à plus le together, what do you get?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You remember this from when we were doing the places in the town. So, to say I have a sore head or my head hurts, you turn around that in French to become I have badness at the head.
J'ai mal à la tête.
Okay. I have a sore throat.
J'ai mal à la gorge.
I have a sore nose.
J'ai mal au nez.
I have a sore back.
J'ai mal au dos.
Okay. And with the estomac, then you use that L apostrophe. J'ai mal à l'estomac.
J'ai mal à l'estomac.
J'ai mal à l'estomac.
J'ai mal à l'estomac.
Très bien. Now, one final thing here I'd like to add in, and that is when you've got a plural thing. I have soreness at the feet, for example. In that situation, it becomes O. But that's spelled A-U-X because it's plural. So to say I have sore feet, that's j'ai mal aux pieds.
J'ai mal aux pieds.
J'ai mal aux pieds. Très bien. So the O in that one sounds like O of the masculine singular, but it's actually spelled A-U-X. It's got a silent X on the end. Like many letters in the French language, they're silent. Okay. Given the parts of the body that we've already talked about here, you probably have guessed what's coming. We have tête.
Tête.
We'll add in épaule.
Épaule.
That's shoulder. Okay. Tête, épaule.
Tête, épaule.
Legs and feet.
Jambes, pieds.
Okay. Jambes et pieds.
Jambes et pieds.
Tête, épaule, jambes et pieds.
Tête, épaule, jambes, pieds.
Ok. Tête, épaule.
Tête, épaule.
Estomac et nez.
estomac et nez.
Tête, épaule, jambe et pied.
Tête, épaule, jambe, pied.
OK. Tête, épaule, jambe et pied.
Tête, épaule, jambe et pied.
Jambe et pied.
Jambe et pied. Can never guess what's coming up.
Tu veux chanter, Anna?
Non, Marc, je ne veux pas chanter.
Tu vas chanter?
Oui, je sais.
Tête, épaule, jambe, pied, jambe et pied. Tête, épaule, jambe et pied, jambe et pied. Tête, épaule, estomac et nez. Tête, épaule, jambe et pied, jambe et pied.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.